This will be the last time you can hear me this year live. I think I will be taking a significant break because Lord knows I need it. I have done so many interviews, made so many videos, broken so many records, been on so many other people's shows that I am just burnt out like a Christmas turkey that's been unattended for 16 hours in a hot oven. Oh, thank goodness it's going to be over soon. That's all I'll say. Talk radio can be really exhausting. I put that lightly. And it occurs to me, it's just like any other job, by the end of the year, you just want to take your holidays as soon as possible. But no matter how soon the holiday is, it's never soon enough. And no matter how long a holiday you take, it's never long enough. Always going to be doing something. I don't know. I don't know what the issue was here with employment, self-employment or whatever. We've all got to somehow, in order to get ahead, really bust our asses at something so that life is a struggle, you know? You have to work harder than you'd ever really want to in order to get ahead in this world. Most people don't want to do that. They just want to work the minimal amount and have a comfortable life so that they have spare time on their hands to do things that they enjoy. You know, spend with their families or whatever. There's an element of awesomeness to that, I must say. Without stable families and lives and things like that, society as we know it would kind of cease to exist. It'd be pretty sad, wouldn't it? Got a caller on the line here, and it is in a 760 area code. Welcome to the show. I'd love your first name and perhaps the state you're calling from, if that's okay.
My name is Mitch, and I'm calling from California, but you know me as your somewhat fabulous producer. Congratulations, Vinny, on a great season.
Yeah, she has been a great season indeed.
So I wanted to congratulate you and let you know that we now have for the Vinny Eastwood Show for 2013 an American phone number so people can call us anytime, day or night.
What is that phone number, Mitch?
Are you ready? And so if anybody wants to make a donation to Vinny, if you want to sponsor the show, if you have a radio station you want to bring to American Freedom Radio, you can reach us at area code 760-330-5341. That's 760-330-5341.
I'm glad to see there's a 33 in that number.
We did that on purpose, Vinny.
Of course. There are no coincidences. Hey, you know, I've been seeing the number 33 all over the place. You know, movies, television, all of that. Yeah. Seriously, it's quite funny. You know, whenever there's a scene in a movie where somebody's embezzled something or spent an inordinate amount of cash on a military piece of equipment, or perhaps it's a body count after some kind of terrorist event or something. It's 33 bodies. We spent $33 million on the deficit of the military spending. We had $33,000 embezzled by this particular person. It's happening like quite often. And I even watched this movie called Street Kings with Keanu Reeves and Forrest Whitaker. And he's coming up to this apartment to see these two cop killers. And right on the lampshade, in full, in the focal point of the camera, as they're coming up, as they're ascending a staircase into a well-lit room, mind you, there is the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati on that lampshade, and all the lampshades in the entire apartment are completely identical on the wall, but only that one in the center of the focal frame had the all-seeing eye on it. And you know,
Wow. This
stuff is not accidental. Every single episode of Family Guy that I have seen has a black and white Masonic floor on it. Every single one.
You know what amazes me? What amazes me, Vinny, is that with each guest that you've had on the Vinny Eastwood Show throughout 2012, how many of the stories are similar. You know what I mean? Like, Zen Gardner did a great job on your show yesterday, and he was talking about how everything is so compartmentalized.
It really is. I think, and kind of detach it from everybody. I think if people aren't playing a real role and they don't understand the importance of their role, they kind of slack off. And they're very much more easier to control because they don't question or really care what they're being ordered to do. I think that's probably why police have an upper limit on IQ on their tests. I'm not kidding about this, Mitch. One of my mates, Gavin, he bought me some duty-free liquor and cigarettes over from Australia, and I put him up on my couch for the night because other than that, he would have had to stay in the fracking Australia, the Auckland airport for the night, waiting 9 hours to catch a flight in the morning. Frack that. I said, bro, come and crash on my couch. And he took a policeman's exam once, and he said, my IQ was too high. They said, I'm sorry, you'd go crazy as a police officer. Go seek employment elsewhere. And I don't want intelligent people enforcing BS laws, do they? Intelligent people question things. Morons don't.
Well, I'll tell you, of all the stories that have happened in 2012, I think the one that has touched my heart the most in terms of being a father has been the militarization of local police departments across America. And every day I'm constantly receiving, as your producer, some video, some story of some American who's had their civil rights violated. Most recently, these two women in their 20s are now filing sexual assault charges against another woman officer who did a totally inappropriate cavity search on them on a public highway.
Yeah, I heard this real bad story one time. One of my listeners, I think, James in Brooklyn, his flatmate was freaking out for ages about the story. Some dude had been pulled over at a random checkpoint in Texas, and he'd refused to give him a blood sample. And so they arrested him. They took him back to the station, and they shoved a DNA sampler down the shaft of his penis and took a sample.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you, man. All right. And James's flatmate was so freaked out by this, man. He's walking around. Oh, my God. They're going to shove a needle down my knob. Oh, God. You know, running around, arms flailing in the air, you know, just like out of the horror movies and things like that. And I said, okay, here's how you deal with this really horrific reality. Immediately, look inside your pants. All right. Now, is there anything untoward going on in there? No. Well, thank God. Thank God it wasn't yours.
Oh, my God. Well,
sometimes you just kind of have to be reminded that at least it's not happening to me just yet. I don't have to freak out about it that much.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like I call it the American Fourth Reich Anxiety Report. And you've been such a blessing to my family and in my life, and I know, Vinny, to all your listeners, because you just keep us calm in a world that's going really freaking nuts right now, man.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's have you ever heard of the joke about the great clown Poliachi?
No.
Dude goes into a doctor's office, says he's depressed, that he's all alone in a world that seems dark and frightening and heartless. And the doctor says the remedy is simple. You must go see the great clown Poliachi, and he'll pick you up. And the man bursts into tears. He says, the doctor, I am Poliachi.
God. Oh, man.
Well, so that's how I feel like sometimes, man. I'm Poliachi.
You know how many times someone has called you on a Skype call or on the phone and they've had some incident or some personal thing in their life and they, like, basically apologize to you, because then they realize that everything you've been saying for the last 5 years is actually happening.
Yeah, I can't take credit for it, though, bro. I'm just, you know what? I feel like sometimes I'm just mindlessly repeating what other people who I think have got more credibility than me have said. It just turns out that they were correct, luckily enough for me.
No, I understand. I understand. But you have some really interesting insights, and I'll tell you, for someone who's 27, about to turn 28, you're really onto it, man. You have, you know, I consider you a truther therapist, because you're kind of the place where everybody goes, where once they wake up, then it's like they want to go on the Vinnie Eastwood show. So I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do love having people on that have, you know, had, you know, attempts on their lives, or death threats, or huge quantities of demonization in their lives, and exposed the most horrific realities that have ever really been experienced by mankind, and written books about the such. And to have them come on the show and get them laughing, I think that makes me feel really good.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. You've had some guests on your show that I've never heard laugh until they came on your show.
I think I'm the only one whose objective is actually to get the host to laugh. I think everybody else's objective is to get more information out of them. But interestingly enough, because I'm trying to get them laugh, they try to bring out more information instead.
I understand. Has there been any story in 2012, Vinny, that has shocked you?
Other than every story?
Is there a particular story that
Not really. No, seriously. The world's all one big kettle of horrific crap going on every single day. I can't be bothered filling my head full of that crap. Honestly.
I understand. Well,
The years passed, and maybe I'm selfishly, very selfishly, mind you, looking back on this year through my eyes only, and not thinking about the events that have happened around this planet, but instead just thinking about, you know, what my achievements have been, how much the audience has grown, how many great new guests have come on the show. I think that's really sick. Wait, did Gaddafi get assassinated? Was that this year?
Was
that
who?
This year or last year? I forget.
That who was assassinated?
Gaddafi, you know, Libya?
Oh, yeah. I want to say this year, earlier in the year. Yeah, they went to Yemen, now they're in Syria, they went to Libya, they destroyed one of the largest natural water reserves in the world, has been taken out.
Yeah. Libya, that whole incident with Gaddafi, that does strike a chord with me. We also had the New Zealand elections earlier on this year, didn't we? And
yep.
or that was last year, wasn't it? Towards the end of last year. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, as an American living in New Zealand, the biggest thing that shocked me is the way they are slamming through this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, Vinny. It is unbelievable.
Well, I was there with the police actually physically doing the slamming through of the TPPA.
I understand. So
that was the cool thing about having a GoPro camera. It was like adventure protesting, you know?
Wow.
The camera's called a GoPro, right? And everybody's using it on snowboards. And I decided, hey, it would be a good idea to actually use this in protesting. And it looks so cool, man. And I wonder if we like contact GoPro and Sony and all of that kind of stuff and say, hey, can we do a website, goprotesting.com, where people doing their protesting with a GoPro camera, right? You know?
We could have arrested Vinnie Eastwood listeners in jail with their GoPro camera, you know, being filmed.
Yeah, or have a shoulder mounted one in the front of them, like when they're having all their stuff taken off them, their shoelaces, their necklaces, and their cell phones, and that kind of thing. When they're being fingerprinted, you know, it'll be like that movie Requiem for a Dream. Except you're exposing scumbaggery and getting thrown in jail and having all your liberties taken off you as a direct result.
You know what I'm excited about, Vinny?
You're excited about everything in general, Mitch. I scarcely could guess.
Well, I'm excited that now that it's December 22nd in New Zealand, which means it's December 21st in America, after today, I never want to talk to another New Ager again. Never again.
But unfortunately, they didn't all commit mass suicide as we'd hoped. But so they'll still be around somewhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Mitch, with somewhat fabulous producer, thank you for your call. We'll be right back, folks.